$1,000 a year, but from the comfort of his home as a stay-at-home dad with no employees, no products, no boss, no commute. He gets to set his own schedule and have the time freedom that most Americans only dream about. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for Mr. Darnell Self.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, well, it is my honor to be here. Thank you, Mr. Hall, for the invitation. Thank you for having me once again, Utah. I know it's been years since you've had me up on the mountains with ATVs and shooting automatic weapons, but it's good to be back. Real quick, before I get started this morning, I guess I'll just give you my background. But before I even start on myself, the gentleman that introduced me, for those who are guests with us today, you may not know this gentleman is also, he and his wife have achieved a tremendous amount of success in our business. They've earned what we call the prestigious six-figure ring, which simply means that they've earned over a six-figure income from home, not only for themselves, but they've been effective and very important to our company, incredible assets to our Legal Shield organization, will helping us to spread all across North America. Let's give it up for Mr. Dave Hall and all of his success. We appreciate you, sir. Thank you so much. Appreciate your servant leadership, sir. Really do. Real quickly, my background, born and raised in Maryland, about 15 minutes outside of Washington, D.C., where I still reside. Probably raised like most of you. My parents told me to go to school, get some good grades, get out and get a good job. Anybody have parents like that? Rest of y'all didn't have parents? Right, everybody? Okay, good. Because everybody's parents said the same thing. And I did that. I went to college right there in the Maryland area. My challenge was I was every major, you name it. I was it. I was pre-med, zoology, psychology, radio, television, and film, journalism. You know, it took me 7.5 years to get my four-year degree. And come on, Utah, I'm not the only person you know. Thank you. That was on a seven-year program. I appreciate that. And so it took me a little while. So my seventh year being there, I went to my advisor and I said, listen, you know, what do I need to do to graduate? And she looked at all my credits. And for those who've attended college before, you know you can have more than enough credits to graduate, but just not on the right thing. And after some further evaluation, she says, you know what? If you take a major in PR or public relations, you actually have enough to graduate right now. And I said, you mean like today? She said, yeah. I said, great, that'll be my degree. That's how I got out. I did. Thank you very much. My mother was happy too. And so I played this resume game, went to all the job fairs there in my local county, answered ads in the Washington Post, our local newspaper. But my challenge was I've been working at this retail establishment all the way through college. You know, the mall, right? Sounds good when you say retail establishment. I impressed you for a minute. But I worked at the mall. And the mall was paying me about $40,000 a year to run this men's and women's clothing store there. But my degree and all the job interviews I went on offered me about $24,000 a year. So guess what I did, Utah? Yeah, stayed at the mall. I couldn't afford to take a $10,000 plus pay cut just to get a job in my degree, that piece of paper. So I stayed there at the mall. I don't know if you ever worked retail or know someone who worked retail. You know my hours, 60, 70, 80 hours a week. When people called in, I had to go in because I was the manager. Weekends were the most important time, so I missed anything on the weekend because I had to be there at the store. So family reunions, they were always on the weekend. So missed those birthday parties. They were typically celebrated on the weekends. Missed those sporting events for the kids. Missed those. So I'm in my 20s. At my time, and I'm thinking, man, no way am I going to do this to retirement. Because back then, retirement was 55. And when you're in your 20s, 55 seems like it's a long way away. Right? I'm 41 now, so it's right around the corner. You know what I'm saying? But then they moved it up to 65. Now it's like 105. You know, it's getting up there. And so I'm thinking, I've got to do something different. And so I answered the ad in the paper. Never forget it. The ad said, if you keep doing what you're doing, you keep getting what you've got. I know it's a weird ad to answer, but I was desperate. Went into this interview, and all these other people showed up. And I said, what are these people doing in my interview? Well, come to find out, it wasn't a normal interview. They had a bunch of vitamins they wanted me to order. And as gullible as I was years ago, I didn't know any better. Ordered thousands of dollars worth of vitamins. That means a lot, amigos. So I went up and told my wife. I said, we're about to get rich selling vitamins. I was serious, too. And she was serious when she said, if you don't sell them, you're going to use them yourself. And by the way, that's why I talk really fast. Not because I'm from the northeastern area of the United States of America, but I'm still using vitamins no one bought about 15 years ago, okay? They expired too. That's why I'm crazy. Let me know. I'll ship them to you for free to Utah. I will. So I had all these things I tried, all these home businesses, because when you work at the mall, you're a stationary target, and people come and introduce you to everything. And so I tried all these different opportunities, and when Legal Seal came along in my life, I was somewhat skeptical, I must be honest with you, but not because of Legal Seal, the company I'll share with you today, but because of all the things I tried before. I was painting this picture with the same brush. But I read a book on wealth that encouraged me. It said the average millionaire in this country gained that wealth after the seventh or eighth different try or venture. I said, man, I got about four more things I could try then. But thank God I didn't have to. Legal Seal is the only thing I've ever had to do since I joined Legal Seal. Never had to do anything else. I was 28 years old when I joined Legal Seal. We were 32 years old. We were notified by the company for being inducted into the Millionaires Club, which simply means we had earned our first $1 million at the age of 32. A true blessing for us. A true blessing. Thank you. Thank you very much. And I don't say that to impress you, but to impress upon you, you're sitting in a seat today to look at an extremely lucrative opportunity that's not just been a blessing for my family, but we've been able to give back. We're able to give away now to ministries and missions that we support more than we used to make in years combined. And so it's not just about what we make, but what we're able to give away. And I know a lot of folks don't like to talk about money, but, you know, it means something in today's world. A lot of folks don't, you know, say, well, listen, money doesn't really matter to me. Look, even when we went and did missionary work over in Africa, it took funding to fly over there. Am I right? Utah, unless you row real hard, but you want to fly. So my point is that it means something. I know, you know, my mother taught me things that really don't hold true, like money can't buy you happiness. Look at the smile on my face. I'm telling you that's the truth. I smile all the time. My cheeks hurt. But it's not even the money. It's the things you can do with it when money doesn't matter anymore. When you wake up in the morning, no longer concerned about how you're going to pay your bills, but thinking about who you can bless because all your bills have been paid. That's a different feeling, Utah, when you wake up in the morning. And that's what this is all about. So real quickly, my job is real simple. This first part of the presentation is real simple. We go through it fast, plus I talk fast anyway, so we'll be done quickly. Before I even get started, what I want to do is highlight a little bit about what we do via video so I can take myself out of the picture. You can really see what our opportunity is all about. So let's show the video real quickly, and I'll be right back up to explain a little bit more about Legal Shield.
In America, every generation is born with a dream, with the notion of equality, with the freedom to make certain choices, to exercise certain rights, the right to life, the right to liberty, the right to pursue happiness. But it wasn't until Harlan Stonecipher was blindsided by a motor vehicle and hospitalized in 1969 that he realized it was money, not rights, that gained you access to our legal system. And after depleting his life savings, defending himself against something he didn't do, Harlan Stonecipher was determined to make legal protection accessible to everyone, everywhere, no matter how traumatic or trivial the situation, so that no one would ever be blindsided again. And that's exactly what he did. It was the early 90s when an idea to create a proprietary network truly changed the game. It meant that instead of hundreds of good attorneys serving hundreds of customers, now there was one dedicated law firm serving thousands of members. And instead of attorneys waiting for work to get paid, they were prepaid. The business model for legal products was turned on its head, and a whole new scope and level of service was born. What had been a good product became a great product. And now, on-call advice went from being the privilege of the few to the right of the many. That's the product we sell today. How good does it feel to be able to offer that kind of service to your friends, your neighbors, your community? Our product is something to be proud of. It has stood the test of time. 40 years and 20 million times, our lawyers have been there to protect their clients, helping our 4 million users live their lives on their own terms. Our members fear nothing. The protection of our product is total. A shield that watches over them their loved ones, protecting their rights, their freedom, and their future. Everyone, everywhere, deserves to wake up with peace of mind, feeling protected every day, every night, now and forever, by our new company, Legal Shield. Total access, total freedom.
Awesome. So, you know, it's an exciting company to be a part of. And my job today is real simple, is to share with you a little bit about our company, especially for those who are just taking a look at it for the first time, like I did years ago when I sat in the seats as a brand new person evaluating this company to see if it was something that was a match for me and the things that I was looking for my future. So my job is to do the exact same thing. Real quickly share with you some information. I will preempt by saying this, because my mentor shared this with me. He said, Darnell, never convince people to do anything they don't want to do, because then they'll do it because you're convincing them to do it, not because they made their own decision to do it, and they won't succeed anyway. So we're just here to present some information and let you make a decision for yourself. Is that okay with everybody?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So listen, can you imagine picking up the phone, speaking with an attorney, and not worrying about the hourly rates, just have one flat fee at the end of the month? Well, most folks can't imagine that. You know why? Because it's never existed before. The real color of justice in America is not black or white, but green. Would you agree with that? And it's very unfortunate, because how in the world are we expected to spend $200 an hour for a lawyer when the average person doesn't make $25 an hour at their job? So it's been a justice system we've been priced out of, a country club we weren't supposed to have membership to. Until today, Legal Shield is leveling the legal playing field for the first time in America, and that's what you're a part of. And so that's what we do. We're able for a flat monthly fee to have our members pick up the phone and call lawyers, whether it's a trivial or traumatic situation. You can actually have the peace of mind knowing you have someone there to give you the proper advice, the insight on what you should be doing, okay? And this is every day, every night, now and forever. That's the peace of mind that we offer. Now, have you ever, and this is an important slide, because when I first took a look at Legal Shield, I'm thinking to myself, I'm in my 20s, I'm a law-abiding citizen, I don't break the law, why should I prepay for a lawyer when I haven't used a lawyer in 20-something years of my life and probably won't use one for another 20-something years? That was my thinking. And the gentleman said, it's not whether you've used a lawyer, but whether you've needed to use a lawyer. He said, the problem is most people check their checkbooks before they check their rights. So these are all situations that are really legal situations, but most of us don't deem them as legal situations. For an example, you ever signed a contract, a document, and later on wish you wouldn't have signed it? They say the bold print giveth and the fine print taketh away. But sometimes the bold print taketh away because we don't understand the legal jargon. And you now have access to that. Ever been overcharged or treated unfairly? That's like you take your car to the mechanic, maybe one problem wrong, go to pick it up, there's two other problems wrong, like it's smoking now, but wasn't smoking when you took it. Right? So all situations that if you're not a mechanic, you don't know what your rights are. Not only that, receipt a traffic ticket I should have on the way here. See, it's not if, it's just when. It's not if you disobey the speed limit, it's just when you get caught. So these are all situations. Look, I've been a part of Legal Shield now for 13 years, and I can't tell you how many of my buddies, my friends, my family come back to me and say, hey, you still doing that legal thing? Because that's what they call the legal thing. And I say, yeah. They say, well, I need the service. Because it's not if, it's just when. And I'm just here to provide it when they need it, okay? As long as you're still here, you can provide it. If not, you got to refer to somebody else. So stay here.
Okay, good.
So these are all situations that we deal with. Identity theft, we realize that there are plenty of situations that we probably could have used a lawyer on in the past. Look at this slide. Already over 2 million requests annually. So we're not looking for guinea pigs. We're not wondering if people need a service like this. We found a void, and we're filling the void. And when you can fill a void, there's a lot of income to be earned in our country, right? It's a free enterprise system. Well, obviously, we're filling a significant void if we have 2 million requests annually. What are folks calling on? Look at this. Number one thing, okay, because what we did is we did a survey to see, okay, what are folks calling our lawyers for most? And one of the things is real estate, you know, purchase, refinance, foreclosure. Unfortunately, there's a lot of foreclosures happening in our country. And people are running from the telephone. They don't want to answer and talk to the banks because they don't know the language that the banks are using. They don't know what forbearance, mortgage modifications, short sales, all that sounds foreign to them. So they'd rather not have the conversation. But your lawyers know what those terms mean. So it's about stepping out of the way, having access. And I know, again, we've never wanted to put the lawyer between us and the people we're afraid of because of the cost. But what if it was already paid for? That'd be huge. Not only that, but consumer finance, collection issues. I had a company threatening my wife and I over $92.20, which may not be a lot of money for you, but it was the principle of the matter. I don't know if you ever got involved with the principle. And so I said, look, we don't owe you the money. We're not paying it. And they said, I said, what is the product anyway? They said, well, you ordered a subscription of magazines, and so yours is $9.20. I said, we never even received a subscription of magazines. I'm not paying it. So you know how you go back and forth, who's your supervisor? Can I speak to your manager? Nothing worked out for me. And so I just called Legal Shield. Legal Shield says, look, send us the information on the company. We'll write a letter for you. They wrote a letter to this company. And it was strong. It had all the lawyers' names going up and down the piece of paper and how this legal jargon. But the last paragraph was really strong. It said, our office has been contacted by Ms. Tracy Self, which is my wife. And you must cease and desist. I never even heard of a cease and desist before. Like some of you have because you've been stalkers or whatever. But most people, I'm just joking, but most people never heard of it. And it says, you must cease and desist all contact with our client pursuant to the Fair Debt Collections Practice Act. Doesn't that sound good? Look, the letter scared me. I almost wrote myself a check for $92. I'm like, do I owe me? My point is, I never heard from that company again, but the power of a lawyer writing that letter versus Darnell going back and forth. This is the reason why we have over 34,000 companies that offer this as a benefit to their employees, because employers are tired of employees taking time off, trying to handle situations they're not proficient in. They want production hours out of their employees. And so they can get production hours as these lawyers handle the situations for their employees. Again, powerful, because when employees get off, they can't call customer service, because typically customer service is already gone. So they can't even handle those type of situations. So huge opportunity for us to go out and offer this. Family law, of course, divorce, child support. We know about these type of issues, estate planning. We know that 7 out of 10 people don't have a last will and testament. Did you know that? 7 out of 10 Americans do not have a last will and testament. But I found out through my research? This may shock you. I found out that 10 out of 10 of us will actually need one. Okay, some of y'all get that later. Okay, so... So everybody needs it, right? So you have all these different situations, okay, of course, that we can call the lawyers on. But look at this. When you think about calling a lawyer, again, I want to help you out here because a lot of folks have never used lawyers before. I didn't use lawyers before, so I had to get used to using lawyers, right? I had to get used to saying, you know what, let me just call my lawyer. But I had to develop this habit. Now, wealthy people who've always had family lawyers, they're used to that. They're used to saying, look, son, don't do anything. Call the family lawyer first. They're used to that. But the average person will say things like, well, I don't really use a lawyer. We know you don't. We're trying to get you in a habit of using it. Because the average person thinks, I've got to do something wrong. I don't really do anything wrong. But you know there's a disconnect happening between the haves and the have-nots. Did you know that? And so the middle class is disappearing. Why? Because wealthy people have access to good information, which allows them to make good decisions. And those who have not aren't making great decisions because there's no one to tell them what decisions to make because they can't afford people who can make decisions for them. And so we're saying this is not just about doing bad things. This is about bad things happen to good people too. So they better pick up the phone and just say, look, I just need some advice. I just don't know what I should do in this situation. Like when I bought this brand new truck and made a U-turn, my steering wheel stuck. I wasn't a bad person. My steering wheel just stuck. So I kept going like this because I didn't have a choice, right? And we stopped there. We got in a little median strip, and I pressed OnStar. I came with OnStar, and roadside assistance came and towed my truck back to the dealership. But the dealership didn't do what I thought they should do because the truck was only a few months old. And so I called Legal Shield. Legal Shield said, where'd you buy the truck? I said, Virginia. They said, because every state has a different lemon law. They said, what's the make and model? I said, it's a Cadillac Escalade. They said, because every make and model in a particular state has a different lemon law. They said, what's the problem? I said, my steering wheel stuck. They said, because every problem on a particular make and model in a particular state has a different lemon law. Now, Utah. You know I wouldn't have known that. It took me 7 years to get my bachelor's degree. Didn't go to law school. You know what I'm saying? That would have been another 7 years. But the lawyers knew that. Didn't have to be a lawyer. I called. They told me this. They called me back and said, Mr. Self, we found out in Virginia, the Cadillac Escalade with a steering problem. If they keep your truck for 3 days on the same problem, they've got to give you a brand new truck on the third day. Do you know how many folks would have swept that under the rug and would have never called a lawyer to find? I wouldn't have if I didn't have Legal Shield. Because the lawyer, which is my solution, may have cost more than the problem. So when the solution costs more than the problem, you just stick with the problem, which a lot of people do nowadays, and they're stressed out. We're talking about peace of mind. So I was able to get that information. By the way, I'll tell you the whole story. I typically don't tell the whole story because it makes me look a little foolish. But I called the dealership back when I received this information from my lawyers, which was the second day. And I called the dealership back and I said, listen, just got the phone with my counsel. You know, you should have heard me. I was important. My counsel. And they told me that if you keep my truck for one more day, you got to give me a brand new truck off your showroom floor. I had a showroom floor to it and everything. I was bad. You know what they said, though, right? Sir, your truck will be ready this evening. I'm like, oh, what a donut. One more day, I'm going to have a brand new truck. So all I'm saying, Utah, is be patient with your newfound information. I ain't never had anything in my life. I ain't know how to act. So I'm trying to help you all out through my mistakes. So anyway, at least I knew my rights. If you don't know your rights, you don't have any, okay? Not only that, again, we've already talked about letters and phone calls on your behalf. A lawyer writing a letter, making a phone call means a lot more than us. And I've had them write so many different letters. I've had issues with my insurance company for my house, my homeowner's insurance, who said they said we had a daycare. So look, fill out this survey because it needs you to update your daycare that you have in your house. We don't have, look, we have 4 kids. Our neighbors may think it's a daycare, but it's just our kids. But we don't have a daycare, but guess what? They have been charging us for a daycare for 3 years since we went to closing on our new home. For 3 years, my wife says, look, I need you to reimburse us. We don't have a daycare. No, in your documents, it says you have a business. We do. It's our legal shield business. There's, you know, there's a telephone in there, there's a computer, there's a couch, but no daycare. They wouldn't reimburse us. Went on vacation, never forget it. 1 week, came back, there was a check in our mailbox from the lawyer making a phone call. From the same company told us they couldn't do anything. When the lawyer made the phone call, don't know what they said, but all of a sudden there's a check in my mailbox for 3 years of being overcharged. So you guys get my point? So these are, look, again, I'm not saying, look, we're not looking for bad people to do worse things. We're saying these are everyday things that I would have never called a lawyer for if I didn't have legal shield. So now I call them all the time. I'm just waiting. I'm like, oh, let me call my lawyer. So I want you to get in the habit of saving money and time. We had this homeowners association, HOA, charging us $10,500 for a lot that we don't even live on. We never even built a home there. We decided to go build somewhere else. We still own the lot. 2.5 years later, got a letter from the HOA from the other lot we never built on for $10,500. We don't pay that much in HOA fees in the house I live in. So I'm thinking, why in the world are we paying you $10,000? There's no security, no gates, there's no grass, dirt. You're not cutting grass. And so I called the lawyers. And the lawyers said, look, send us the closing docs. And so I did so. They told me which, because up to 10 pages, told me which one to send, the HUD sheet and so on. Went on, I did a business trip in Arizona, never forget it, slash vacation, took the kids with me. And the lawyers called me while I was gone. And they said, look, Mr. Self, we looked at those docs that you signed, that you should have sent us before you signed them. I was like, oops. Because we all made mistakes. And they said, look, in the fine print, it said that that particular development is not even allowed to start charging HOA fees until 25% of the homes are up. Right now, there's only 7% of the homes up. And so they can't even charge you a dime in HOA fees. So we spoke with the lawyer representing that development and called them out on the documents they drew up. So your $10,500 has gone away. Enjoy the rest of your vacation. Powerful. Powerful. Look at this. No, 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 no. Think about this. Think about this, Utah. When I tell you how much the service is, it's about $1 a day, how long would I have to pay into that? I'm 41. How long would I have to pay into that in order to pay in $10,000? So my point is that one time is already paid for itself for life. You know, I mean, I'm going to have to be Moses to pay this back in. That's like an older character in the Bible. Okay, so but my point is, some of you are like, woo. All right, so my point is this, is that one time it can pay for itself. Everything else I use it for is just for free for me now. So that's the power of having access to something like this. It saves me time. It saves me money. Again, I was on vacation. I didn't have to argue back and forth with the developer or the HOA. My lawyers did that for me. Everybody see the value in this? Huge value, okay? So listen, we can go on and on. Last will and testament. I've seen siblings no longer speak because somebody didn't have a will. We have a good friend of ours, my wife and I. She's in legal shield with us. She lives in Atlanta. Her mom passed last year. And, you know, she wasn't that upset about that because of her beliefs. She believes her mom's in a better place. But she was really upset because she and her aunt no longer speak, her mom's sister, because her mom was connected to life support and did not have a will. And so they were, you know, trying to decide whether she should stay connected or disconnect her. Well, our friend who's in legal shield, she made one decision, which was to disconnect her aunt. Believed it should have been another decision. So now that her mom is gone, her and her aunt no longer speak. Now, death should bring families together. But a lot of times it separates families because somebody didn't have a will. And I don't care if you're 18 years old. Don't put your parents through that. If you're older, don't put your kids through that. Does this make sense? Look, I know people don't want to get it done. They only want to think about it because it costs money. I didn't have a last will and testament. I had 2 kids when I joined Legal Shield. I didn't want to think about a last will and testament in my 20s. Who wants to think about that? But my point is that it costs money. It costs between $500, $1,500 to have a lawyer draw one up tailored to fit your needs. But Legal Shield says, look, forget the financial excuse. We're going to give you one just for trying out the service. So congratulations. If you walked in these doors without a will, you walk out with access to one just because of Legal Shield. Excuse. And we can go on and on. I can go on and on and tell you about my traffic situations, and I've used that area most often. And so I've had some serious situations I've had to use it on, but I've also used it out of state, which is powerful because I got a buddy who's a lawyer. And I didn't call Dwayne and say, man, help me out with the speeding ticket I received in Virginia, because Dwayne lives in Maryland. He's not even licensed to practice law in Virginia. Every lawyer doesn't know every area of law as well, like every doctor doesn't know every area of medicine. So when I got my speeding ticket in Virginia, I didn't have to go back to Virginia. I called my firm in Maryland. They called the firm in Virginia. When I go represent me, my points were dropped and my fine was dropped. I would have spent more than $50 in gas just to drive down there to represent myself. So again, it's time and money. IRS, I've had that issue too. You know, IRS can be scary. That's why IRS stands for I'm running scared. And so it's they called me and wanted me to justify 4 years of my expenses through my Legal Shield business. And I didn't have anything to hide, really, but, you know, I'm not the most organized person. The IRS still makes you scared. So I showed up, and my lawyer with Legal Shield was there sitting next to me, and the auditor sitting across the table from me. I'll never forget it, because the auditor, you know, she was pretty mean, by the way. I don't know if they're taught to be mean, but she was like, question number one. And this is a lady. She was like, question number one. I'm like, whoa. At that time, I thought IRS stood for, I'm representing Satan. I'm like, hold on, right? I was scared. I'm sorry. So, but she says, question number one, ask me all these questions. Question number two. And never forget, my lawyer looked at me when she got to one question. She says, and looked back at the auditor. She says, my client won't be answering that question. What's your next one? And the auditor went through some paperwork and said, well, the next question. Didn't even go back to that question. That means there were certain questions she wasn't even allowed to ask me. But if I was there by myself, I'd have been spitting information all over the place. Everybody, because, you know, when you're lying, you talk too much, right? And, but my point is, even though I was telling the truth, sometimes you look like you're lying. So when you're nervous. So my point is, it's so powerful to have access to a lawyer there with me. Again, situations that I know if it wasn't for Legal Shield, I would have never had a lawyer in that situation. Discounts, I love discounts on anything I do, whether it's hotel, whether it's a rental car, no matter what it is, I like a discount. Anybody else like discounts? Because not much money you make, but how much money you keep. And so I love discounts, and you get a discount off top rank, off our top ranked law firm. And you listen, this is so unique, because what we do is so unique. You can't go to Walmart and Target and find a lawyer on a shelf for sale. You know what I mean? With a sales sign. It doesn't work. But if I was offering anything else, you'd have to compare it right now. You have to say, well, listen, I hear you about your long distance service, but let me compare it to all these other long distance services. If it was cell phones, you have to compare it to all the other cell phones. If it was makeup, you have to compare it to MAC makeup from Nordstrom's and Mary Kay, whatever you use. If it was vitamins, GNC, Walmart, you guys get my point. But there's nowhere else to go to compare this except at $200 an hour, and people don't have that. So again, it just makes it so powerful that you actually get a discount on anything that falls outside the 100% coverage. Like my aunt went through a divorce, unfortunately. She saved $6,000 by using Legal Shield because she had to get two lawyers prior to Legal Shield because her husband was in the military and they had property in North Carolina and Virginia. And the one lawyer she had wasn't licensed to practice law in both states. But Legal Shield has access to lawyers all across North America. So again, we're talking about major discounts here. We also give you 24-hour access in emergency situations because things happen outside of office hours. I'll tell you this quick story. I had a friend of mine. He's in Legal Shield as well. You know, it's funny how all my friends end up being in Legal Shield now. But he lives in South Carolina, and he's in his mid-20s, recently married. He has a small child who's a toddler. And his son was playing on the trampoline in the backyard, fell off, seriously injured, rushed him to the emergency room. Why is he in the emergency room? He said, of course, the doctor came through, triage nurse, all that, but other people started coming through. And so his wife says, why are these people, different people coming back? Why don't you ask them, honey? So he says to me, he's telling me the story in a restaurant. We call it a meeting after a meeting where we kind of hang out afterwards. So he's telling me the story. And he says, Mr. Self, I asked the person that came through those curtains in the trauma area, why were so many people coming back? And you know what they told me? I said, what? He said, they told me this looks like it could be a case of child abuse. We're going to have to ask you some further questions. And he said he couldn't believe it because he knew he didn't do anything. But how do you prove that? So he got upset. He's like, what? And his wife told him, calm down, because you don't want to be upset when they're already accusing you of abuse. So she says, you know, just calm down. So he said he got up, walked that little curtain area and walking down a little hall and remembered he had the Legal Shield. Went in his wallet, picked out his Legal Shield card, which gives you 24-hour access in emergency situations if you're being questioned, detained, or arrested, which, by the way, is your right anyway. It's your Miranda, right to remain silent, right to a lawyer, but most people just remain silent because they don't have a lawyer. But what good is this great Constitution? I love the United States of America, but what good is this Constitution if you can't afford access to it? It's like not having it. So he picked up the phone, called the legal shield, and he's telling me the story. And he's saying, I spoke with the young lady to answer the phone. She connected me to a lawyer there in South Carolina. The lawyer asked me a bunch of questions, asked me what hospital I was in. He said, look, go back, sit with your son. I'm going to make a phone call to the hospital. He said he went back to sit with his son. About 5 minutes later, a gentleman came down with a suit on and said, look, I'm with the administrative offices here at the hospital. We just got a phone call from your attorney. I just wanted to come down personally and apologize. I'm not really sure what happened here, why this story turned in this direction. We're going to treat your son, sir. Tell him all the things that we're going to do for his son. And this whole situation, he said, turned around. And he, as he's telling me the story, tears are in his eyes because I have 4 kids. I can imagine how he was feeling. And he says, Mr. Self, I'm going to tell you this. The guy at my job told me about this 3 weeks in a row. He said, I kept telling him, you know what, try me next week. And then I told him next week, you know, come back next week. Sounds good, but, you know, call me next week. And he says, I couldn't help but think in that moment, what if I told him no one more week? He said, where would they have taken my son that night? And where would they have taken me that night? My wife would have been by herself. He said, this is not about having lawyers to me. This is about peace of mind, having access to peace of mind. That's what this company is all about. This is what it gives you. This is what it gives you. So when you get calls like that and you have conversations like that, which I'm so privileged to have conversations like this all the time. It empowers, makes you feel good about what you do. I can't believe this is what I get to do for a living and make money at the same time. So let's talk about this, okay? So we have online legal forms, by the way, things you can do yourself. If you want to let someone borrow money, you can go print off a promissory note, add interest to it, all types of things you can do on your own if you like to, okay? So there's legal forms there, no additional cost as well. Listen, we already know, I don't need to spend a lot of time on this slide. You already know identity theft. Look at this, identity theft, number one consumer complaint category for 11 years. Years in a row. And the scary part about identity theft is most people that are victims don't even know that they're victims. They, look, you can be 9 years old right now and not even know you're a victim until you're 19, 29. The Veterans Administration lost one laptop, lost, stolen, whatever happened. 26 million veterans' information gone like that. You know, Marshall's, TJ Maxx Corporation, about 100 million identities compromised. Bank of America, Wachovia, I can go to universities. Anyone, people say, well, listen, I don't do it. I mean, how's my identity out there? You were born. Born. Everybody's been born? I didn't say born again. Somebody's like, no, born. Okay, good. So, but here's the point. Look, your information, if you want a school, they have your social. You've been in an apartment, they have your social. You know, the mortgage company, they can put it in the inbox. Somebody comes to vacuum their office later on. Your information's right there in the inbox. So your information's already out there. So it's not just financial. People think, oh, I had it on my bank card. That's good for the financial part. And really, the bank is insured anyway. So they're asking you to pay for stuff that's already insured. So my point is this, Social Security, child support, these are things we don't even think about. Look, I did this presentation at the Pentagon about 20 minutes from my home, and there's a captain there who lost his security clearance. Watch this. The captain's own brother-in-law got a job in his brother-in-law, the captain's name, in his Social Security number to avoid child support. So the captain, his brother-in-law, lost his security clearance. And look, and so my point is sometimes it's family, unfortunately. So what we do is we give people access to their report, their credit report, so you can see what's on there. Then we do alerts, okay, so that if there's some activity there, we can let you know about it. You may say, oh, that's me with that activity, or it may not be you. Like I had an alert that said someone in Bolivia had opened up an account on my name. I never even been in Bolivia. But how long would that have gone out without me knowing about it? Okay, but more importantly is restoration. This is what makes us so different. We go in and restore your reports back to where they used to be, okay? So if they were bad before you joined, they're going to be bad. We're going to restore it back to bad. But we're going to restore it back to where it was. And here's the thing I love about it, though, is that with the restoration, again, and I mentioned this earlier, I want to mention it again, that I have so many of our independent contractors really having a lot of success with offering this to small companies because, again, they want their employees making sure that there's focus on the things that are causing that business an increase in economics. Well, it's quite difficult if they're handling their situations like a identity theft situation, which they're not proficient in, but the limited power of attorney, they can have these investigators go and add them or with them to restore their identity for them, all a part of this service. Now, what if you are my lawyers today? okay, because I'm not the lawyer. I don't have to be a lawyer. I love this business because I don't have to know the law. People ask me legal questions all the time. I'm like, I don't know. That's why you got to get the service. Call the lawyers. So we actually have law firms in place for you. So I don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. Doesn't matter what your prerequisites are, whether you have a GED or a PhD. We actually have law firms that do all of this for us, okay? It's a proprietary system, and so there's not one other closed network of law firms in North America, but we monitor that. Listen, there is no other law firm that gets report cards in North America except our law firms. And so we're held accountable. I love this. Checks and balances. So we know how long you're kept on hold. We know how quickly the law firm gets back to you, okay? Because we have an IT system, we have a system, a server that keeps track of all of that for you, okay? So I love that. So all this is already taken care of. Same thing with Crow. They do your federal background checks. They're number one in the world. So again, I can't do that, but Crow does that. So you got these two powerhouse companies coming in to do this for you. How much would you charge me today if you were my lawyers, you were my private investigators, but get the hourly rate? Let's work out one monthly fee. How much would this be for me and my family whenever I come to you as a client and you're my lawyer? Anybody guess? Let's say $200 an hour. Keep adding that up all month long, and then I'll write you one check. How much? A lot, right? People say thousands. People say hundreds. No right or wrong answer. Well, Legal Seals made this. It's no secret. We've done this $35.95 a month, $1 a day, a bottle of water a day. Bottled water a day, you have access. That's why we're growing so fast. $1 a day, it really just makes sense. You know, I have college students that are clients of mine. No, up to the age of 23, they're covered under their parents' plan anyway, okay? 21 if they're not in college, 18 if legal guardian of that child, and physically and mentally challenged children, regardless of age, living at home, all under this one membership. But think about this. I have college students that spend more than $1 a day at the vending machine. They could be at a party, right place, wrong time. And they're in school in California. You live here in Utah. Yes, you know, you want to know about what's going on in their life, but they need to call a lawyer first if they're in a situation. And so, again, we're talking about for $1 a day, your family's protected here, a bottle of water, not just for one lawyer and not just for one private investigator, but law firms and private investigators all across North America. How many people see a value protecting their family for $1 a day? Right? It just makes sense. It really, really makes sense. So that's what we do. I can't believe it. Can you believe this is what I get to do? I get to go out and just let people know the service exists. And look, I'm just a liaison. I just stand in between the people who need lawyers and the lawyers. That's it. And I get to connect them together. And people can't believe it. It's like, that's all you do. I never forget, look, when I moved into this new neighborhood, it's a really beautiful golf community and gated community, really beautiful. And so we're one of the youngest couples in this community. And so I moved in, and my neighbor, you know, you come out and you meet your neighbors and everything, and the neighbors came out, and they said, so, what do you do? And, you know, I told them, and they said, but what else do? Like, you know, as a career? And I said, this is it. So, you actually work from home, you don't? I said, this is it. Oh, okay, so what does your wife do? I said, nothing. She, you know, stays at home with the kids. And that's all she does. So you guys don't do anything else for income? No? This is it. And he couldn't believe it. He's looking at me like, come on, keep talking. And look, it was so funny because for like the first few weeks when we moved in, there were like security kept going past our house. I'm like, I know what he thinks I do. He's like, I know he thinks I'm doing something illegal. Because, you know, during the summertime, you know, we don't go anywhere because the kids are out of school. So we're just, our trucks are right there and the cars, you know, we don't go anywhere. And so I know they're thinking, how in the world is he at home and making this type of income? Because of Legal Seal. There's a void out there. There's a void out there. There's such a void out there. And look, I like to say I'm special. I like to say, you know, look at me. I've gone from the mall to where I am today. But I'm not naive enough to think this is because of me. It's because of a vehicle I decided to get into and never get out. And I kept my foot on the gas the entire time. I had no choice but to go forward. And you can do the exact same thing. Because the vehicle, that's why I can look in your eyes today and not worried about whether you can succeed or not. I know you can. It's not about, it's in spite of you, not because of you. The vehicle will take you there. Systems make you wealthy, not people. So we're going to talk about how this works. You all ready for it? Okay, so all we do is step in between. That's it. That's it. We just step in between. That's all. Now, if you're not in between anybody, you can't make any money here. Okay, so you just got to step in between the people who need it and the people that can provide it. That's it. So I love it. Now, I've got to find the people who need it so I can connect them to. I already know the people that can provide it. So do you, Legal Shield. So I've got to find people who say, yeah, that makes sense to me. Man, I pay auto insurance already, and I really don't want to get in an accident. I pay health insurance and really don't want to get sick. I pay life insurance and really don't want to die. You know what I'm saying? So, but why not have legal protection that can protect me for the things I already spend my money on? So when the auto insurance company says, no, police report didn't say A, B, and C, I got my lawyer as an umbrella protection for my auto insurance. My health insurance says, we don't cover that prescription. I thought you did. I have my lawyer that can look at that contract for me. Everybody with me? So this service actually looks over all the things you already spend your money on. So it really makes sense. So let's talk about the last part of the presentation. Real simple. It takes you less than 10 minutes to go over this part, and that's how we get paid. Okay? Now, the person invites you out to help you get signed up for the membership. Congratulations. You're going to love it. Once you use it, you're going to almost feel obligated to tell other people about it, because why wouldn't you want to tell someone about some great news? I do that for free to my cousin. Hey, cuz, you got another speeding ticket? You need to go call legal. For free, I would say that. I didn't get paid for the same thing I do for free. So, who do you know? You know a lot of people, don't you? If not, get out a little bit more. Okay, good. But guess what? Even if you don't know a lot of people, the people you know people you don't know. Did you know that? Yeah, because I know people you don't know. So when I meet you today and I know you, I know people you don't know. See? Your best friends know people you don't know. Did you know that? Yeah. So let's talk about how this works. I'm going to keep it simple here. Our company, first of all, we're rock solid. I don't need to talk a lot about our company. Why? Because we're 40 years old. Any company that's 40 years old, they're doing something right. Not only are we 40 years old, we have a company that already has 1.4 million customers. You can't have 1.4 million of anything that's not working right. Because once you get up to a couple hundred thousand, you can't get any further. Everybody with me? You've been in business, you know what I'm talking about. People say, don't go there, the coffee's nasty. At some point, you can't get up to a million. But now we're being repositioned, rebranded to take that to billions. And we're excited about that. All right, so we're owned by a New York-based equity firm. Some of you may have heard of MidOcean. They manage about $3 billion in assets. And we already talked about the proprietary system here. So there is no competition. Competitors, but no competition, because we're the only closed network of law firms in North America, okay? So we offer a very unique service, again, that you can't go get anywhere else. Why do people join Legal Shield? Why do folks look for an opportunity and choose Legal Shield? Well, income, obviously. You know, again, we can talk about money or the lack thereof, but I think we all, if we were to look in the mirror and say, you know, what's our financial situation look like for the future, we say that it's good to set something up for the future. If you're my age or younger, especially, and I'm in my 40s, but if you're my age or younger, there's a special on CNN that said if you're my age or younger, you're more likely to see a UFO than a Social Security check when you retire. So we got to prepare for ourselves. Everybody with me? We have to take responsibility and stop blaming everybody else. And so for income, sure, people want more income. But they want time freedom as well. And that's a dichotomy there. It's a little different because you want income, but you want time. But typically when you go out to your income, you have to give up time. And that's a little weird because it seems like I love my grandmother who's 90 more today than I did 10 years ago. But that's certainly not the case. I can just spend more time with her. So my family's like, man, you love grandma. I loved grandma 10 years ago. I just couldn't go drive 2 hours to see her because I was at the mall all the time. So the same people I wanted to support because I love so much, I had to spend time away to support the show that I love, the show my love. It was weird. But here we got the time and the money. So we're going to talk about how that works, okay? Because when you have both, you end up with freedom. And that's a good thing. Okay, a lot of people have been taught, go after security. Once you go, you need security in your life. No, you can get security in jail. Maximum security if you want. So that's not really what you want. What you want is freedom. You've just been taught differently. I believe people are born for success, but taught to fail. Because I was taught how to live check to check. Didn't even know it, but I was taught how to live check to check. So that's how I live, because I was taught that. Didn't even know I was taught that. 14,000 hours of school taught me how to live check to check. But I had to go out and meet someone who was wealthy to teach me how to go out and spoil the people who taught me wrong, which were my parents. Now, I love my parents, but they only taught me how to live check to check because it's all they knew. It wasn't their fault, but that's what they were taught. So they said they wanted me to have more than what they had. So I had to go learn from people to have more than what they had to go back and take care of them with more than what they had. Does this make sense to everybody? Okay, so we're going to – I know I'm talking fast, but that's okay. Listen faster. All right, so here's how it's going to work. Real quickly, we're just going to jump into this, okay, because I just really want to just go through the last few slides because it just makes sense, and I don't need to spend a lot of time on it. Listen, to start your own business, you know there's always an upfront investment, okay, in any business. I used to want to own businesses when I worked at the mall. When it was slow at the mall, I used to go through these little franchise books and then dream about owning businesses, and I never forget looking at the McDonald's, and I said, man. You know, I would love to own a McDonald's because I know they got to be profitable. Everybody goes to McDonald's. But you know what kept me away from owning several of those businesses that were in that magazine? Money. It was $45,000 just for the big M, for the name recognition, for the franchise fee for McDonald's. Not including the burgers, the location, and the employees. That was just to use their name. That was just for the big M. I'm like, can I buy a vowel? No. And so, but here, $149,000? And typically it's $249. A lot of you like me, you know, came in when it was $249. So for $149, that just makes sense. Look, it's a family of six. I have a family of six. Do you know we spend more than $149 when we go to the movies? No, I'm not joking. With entry, with the admissions, and concessions, that popcorn, nachos, and the little icy stuff, over $149. I'm not even joking. I want to sneak in my M&Ms with a Ziploc bag or something, right? I'm not even joking. I'm so serious. But it's amazing. $150 and it's gone. The movie was great. We enjoyed ourselves. But this $150 is gone. It wasn't an investment. That was just entertainment. So here you mean $149 would have held me back from the lifestyle we have today? My wife and I being stay-at-home parents for 10 years? No way. $149. So all I'm saying is if your $149 is a challenge for you, then find the $149 so you'll never have to say that again. You know how people say, well, this is going to be my year. No, it's not if you do the same thing you did last year. See, you've got to do something different to get something different. And I hope I'm not being offensive. I just like to speak from a place of concern for the next generation. Because if we don't teach better, they can't have better. Would you agree with that? And so all I'm saying is that unless people do something different, they can't have anything different. And here, we're taught everything we need to know. I love that. Because I don't care. Look, I work with people that don't have a third grade education. A guy who lives in Oklahoma, he's driven trucks all of his life. And hit the top position. He never went past the third grade. I work with folks who have PhDs. I work with athletes who are one injury away from not having a paycheck. Physicians, one episode of arthritis, not being able to perform surgery anymore. So it doesn't matter where you come from today. Retired people work all their life. And now in their 70s, realize, man, That Social Security they're trying to pay me is not enough for me to live off of. So I work with a little bit of everybody. Everybody with me? So it doesn't matter where you come from. We teach everybody exactly what you need to do, a comprehensive training program. We have an online tutorial. So even if you want to go home today and start your training program, you can start doing it today online. Then you have a live training program because I believe it's best to learn from people who have already been successful in the endeavor that you're embarking upon because you can learn from their mistakes and their success. So you have a live training class. And I believe Utah, you're probably just like me. I believe I can do anything in this world if I'm taught how to do it by someone who's already done it. So if you did it, I can do it too. God's a respected person. Just show me how you did it. And so you have a live training class that comes along with this. You get your website set up. You have associate support. That means you can pick up the phone. We have hundreds of employees waiting to answer your phone call saying, look, I need direction. What should I do? How do I do this? How do I set up my website? You have a support system there as well, all for $149. You also become a part of our benefits plan membership. They'll teach you that at your training class as well. And I love that because you take advantage of benefits right now. It's your job. Take advantage of these benefits. Right, the one benefit alone, I'll tell you one benefit alone that I use, because I have an AT&T, I have an iPhone, and so part of our benefits program is an AT&T discount, about 18%. Well, my wife and I both have a phone, and my son has a phone on our plan as well. So our phone bill is over $200 every single month. We save 18%. That 18% on our phone bill, just off this one area of the benefit, is actually more than the $35.95 a month we actually pay into our membership. So our membership is free just because we're part of the benefits program. Isn't that huge? That's just one benefit. Of the many benefits, okay, that you want to take advantage of. So take a look at your benefits membership. You're going to definitely love that, okay? Listen, no time, no problem. Our business is actually set up for those who have limited time because you want leverage in your life. And we're going to show you how to do that real quickly. If you're saying, look, I don't know if I can do what you're doing right now, we don't want you to. If you're new, because you're going to mess it up for you, you're going to mess it up for us. So we have tools that will do it for you. We have a DVD, does the exact same presentation, same jokes and everything. It's amazing in my opinion. We're a presentation. You can send someone to the website, do the presentation. There's a flipbook presentation. And even if you say, well, I don't know if I can really say the words that I need to, there's a telephone number you can call and they'll say the words for you. Just lick your finger and flip the page. So everything's there for you to do to become successful and to grow your business. All right. We get paid a few different ways. Let's go over this real quickly and we'll be done. Everybody okay? Okay, good. So when you start, okay, you have to start your business to become an independent contractor. Just like if you want to start selling homes here in Utah, you have to become a registered realtor. Same thing here. So you're registered now for the $149. You're now an independent contractor. You can start earning income with Legal Shield. How does it work? Well, you start off as a junior associate. You all see that in the back? Junior associate, okay, right at the bottom there. Junior associate. You can't buy your way to the top. Well, you can't say, well, listen, if I give you more than $149, can I start? No. We all start at the same place, junior associate, okay? And as a junior associate, the first way we're going to talk about getting paid is the advance commission, okay? So here's how it works. When you go out and let people know the service exists, be it a DVD, the web presentation, professional overview like this, whichever you prefer, or maybe a combination thereof, they decide they want to get the service, you're going to get paid from $34 to $69. Now, 34 plus 34 is 68, but it's really some change in there, so let's call it $69. So, how do you get paid the difference between the 34 and the 69? Let me show you this. You have a choice to go out and either get paid $345 or $207. It's going to be up to you. You got to get your first five customers. Listen to this. First five customers in your first 30 days. First five customers in your first 30 days. You're actually going to get paid the 34 plus the 34 and some change, about $69 times the five memberships. These are people who just get the service for $345. Your money's already back. You're in profit mode. Everything to gain, nothing to lose. Five customers. All right? Everything to gain, nothing to lose. This is huge. This is huge. Show me, look, Utah. Show me another company where you can go and get five customers and be in profit mode. When I was at a vitamin company, I couldn't sell five bottles of vitamin and get my $5,000 back. This won't work. Look, you own a Starbucks, you can't sell five grande caramel macchiatos and get your investment back. McDonald's, five cheeseburgers. Are you in profit? No. Find another business. Find one. You can't. It doesn't exist. Five customers. You're in profit mode. We're not talking about people that join the business. Just customers. You know 10 people right now, seven of them don't have a wheel. So five, $345. Or three customers, we call them members, three customers and one associate. One person says, look, I want to join the business too. They're going to get the service too because you never want to offer something you don't have. So this person joins the business, they get the membership, and then two other people get the membership, and you can become what we call qualified that way. Those are two ways to get qualified, and you make $207 doing it that way. It's completely up to you. So let's go back here and take a look at this. So now that you know how to become faster or qualified, let me show you how you can continue to move up the compensation plan. So once you get your first five customers in your first 30 days, now you move up to an associate level. Okay? Oh, by the way, the other 34, the reason why they have that is because if you decide to do it slow, which you could if you wanted to, because I talked about doing it fast during your first 30 days. That's how you make the 69 times the 5 in that example. But if you want to do it slow and say, well, I'm going to take 32 days. Well, they'll just pay the same thing. They'll just pay you slower. They'll pay you 34 up front. The other 34, they split out over the rest of the year. So you did it slow, we're going to pay you slow. You do it fast, we pay you fast. That's the way it works, that's all. So it's up to you. You know, whatever you want to do. But either way, it doesn't matter, whatever you want to do. Get with the person who invites you out. The training class will tell you more. But watch this. Let's say you did the 30-day way. After your first five customers, on your sixth customer, you make $103. You got a raise. Seventh customer, $103. Eighth customer, $103. Ninth customer, $103. Now you're making $103 every single time. I love this because it's easy math. You can dictate your check. Let's call it $100. You need $800 this week, eight customers. You need $800 this month, eight customers. You need $800 tomorrow, eight customers in a day. Everybody with me? So you can dictate your own check. I love this because there's so many games being played out there in the home business industry. You know what I'm talking about. I was in this one company, a long-distance company. They told me if I got 50 customers, my check would be huge. And I believe them. After 6 months, I got 50 of my family members to switch over their long-distance services. Guess how much my check was, Utah? $13.74. A little bit more. But it's hard. Let me help the married people out. It's hard to explain to your spouse where you've been for 6 months when you bring home $13. I'm like, for real, baby. I was at the meetings on Tuesday. No, you ain't been in no meetings for $13. Where you been? I was like, for real. Stop playing. It's not funny. But for $13, it's hard to explain. But here, look, I can say, look, we have $800 coming in. You know I knew that? I had eight customers. I can dictate my check. Ladies, if you want to go shoe shopping, 40 customers. So you can dictate your check. That's all. You can tell. Okay. So, and guess who gave you that raise? You did. At my job, I had to wait for them to give me a raise. But here, you dictate your raise all the way up in this yellow color. Okay. So that's you. It's like real estate. You sell a house, you make money. You don't. All the way up. By the way, keep your job. Because look at this. Director, $200, part-time, spare time. Whenever you go out market a service, I didn't make $200 working all day long at the mall. We call it a stretch in retail. That means you open up the mall and you close it. You mean I can go to the food court, share with another manager called a Foot Locker, and make more in the food court than I did going back to work all day long. Extra $200. This is how you get out of debt. You pay extra on your bills. Creditors don't expect us to pay anything extra. That's how they keep us in debt. I love being debt-free. You know the best thing I love about being debt-free? I can answer my phone with my own voice. And for real, I was a grown man talking about daddy ain't home. You ever try to do that before? Woo! That's scary. All right, now let's quickly talk about passive income. Passive income comes in spite of your own efforts. That means that it's a team override based on the success of others. Not the failure of others, but the success of others. Look at this. Let's say today that you're a senior associate. Now, you can get there. You can move up all by yourself by just getting customers. Or you can move up by helping other people to move up. Up to you, or a combination of both. So let's say that you moved up by helping other people. So we help three people do what you already did, which is get your first five customers. They each moved to associate, which moves you to senior associate. Follow me so far? So when three people are an associate, you're a senior associate, unless you want to do it all by yourself, okay? Just 50 customers by yourself, but it's up to you. Okay, so three people become an associate. You become a senior associate. Now you're making $138 every single time you share the service. But watch this. I'm an associate on your team. I make $103 whenever I share the service. Because I'm on your team, when I make $103, you make the override of $34. So I make $103. I live in Maryland, by the way. I make $100 by sharing the service. You didn't even know I shared the service. You're in Utah making $34. I get 10 customers in Maryland. I make 10 times 103, $1,000. I call you. Thank you for introducing me. You make $34 times 10. You say, no, thank you for doing it. $340. You understand this? Look, watch this. There will be people that get part-time jobs during the holidays coming up. Watch what I say. At Target and Walmart and such, and won't make $340 working part-time. I just showed you how to make $340 work in no time. Because I did the work. That's true leverage. Now watch this. I made more than you, but I'm below you. How many companies have you seen where the person at the bottom can make more than the person at the top? Typically, people at the top make the most, right? Like at my job, my boss always made more. His boss made more than both of us. Military, the higher rank makes more. It's called a corporate pyramid. Here, Legal Shield just inverted it. Say, pay the person doing the work the most. The person that's not doing the work won't mind getting a piece of something they didn't do. So whenever Darnell makes $1,000, you make $340. Let me help out the wealthy people in the room, those who already run very successful businesses, because you're probably thinking $340 is not enough. Same thing if you help people become more successful. I introduced a gentleman named Mike Humes. He delivered mail for a living in D.C. He made $100,000. Watch the same scenario. He made $100,000 his second year. When he made $100,000, Legal Shield sent me $30,000. Same numbers, just bigger. So every time he made $100,000, I made about $30,000. I'm thinking, man, this is good. Because I barely made $30,000 when I worked at the mall, and I worked at 60 hours a week. Now I'm making $30,000 because someone else decided to make $100,000? Now, Mike Humes wasn't mad because he never made $100,000 running from dogs as a postal carrier. I wasn't mad because I made $30,000 for something I didn't do. I'm thinking, let me find nine more people. So when 10 people started making six figures, they sent me 30,000 times 10, 300,000. 20 people, they sent me 30,000 times 20, 600,000. See how this works? So I earn income not because of me, but in spite of me. Not by stepping on others, but by lifting others up. By empowering other people. Isn't that wonderful? It's wonderful. So for the skeptical people in the room, we're thinking, you know, well, why would you want to help me? Look, there is no interest in your failure. We only have an interest in your success. Because a candle loses nothing by lighting another candle. The flame still shines brightly on both. And so I love this. It's a win-win situation. It's the best form of reciprocity. No one loses. You all getting this? Not only that, but it's cumulative. Because some people are going to wait and say, well, let me see you go do it first. So now you keep working. You don't wait on them because two people care about your bills, you and the people you owe. Okay, so you keep going. You're at 252. They're here. Now when they share the service, you make 34 plus 34 plus 34 plus 34 plus 44 when they share the service. So it's cumulative as well. You also earn residual income. Residual income comes in month after month after month for something you did one time. When I stopped working at the mall, I said I quit, couldn't take it anymore after 9 years. Guess what they did? They quit paying me. Can you believe them? What's wrong with them? Not one check since I left the mall. But here, the things I did in my 20s, that book of business, is still paying. Look, the people who are still paying for that service, I'll still get paid for that book of business in my 40s, 50s, 60s. God willing, I'm still here in my 70s, 80s. For the things I did a long time ago, that's why I enjoy this business. Look, I can sit in the football stands now, watch my son play football, and make more in the stands than I did working all day long at the mall because of leverage in a book of business that will continue to pay. Isn't the most amazing thing? Wonderful. Wonderful. So, listen, we can talk and talk about all the other things we have, but by now, you know, hopefully you're able to make a wise and well-informed decision on whether it's for you or not. We have car bonuses, we have trip bonuses, which are wonderful, and a lot of other things that the company's added on, okay? And, you know, I love Legal Shield because most companies overpromise and underdeliver, and so you get started, you're like, man, I thought you said this, and you're disappointed. Legal Shield is so wonderful because we're not even telling you everything that you get once you join. Like when you join, there's more income that didn't even go over. There's directed breakaways. There's all these different other opportunities. We didn't even go over. This is just the basic structure. And so there's a lot of other things that you can do, okay? You know, hey, is it real? We've already paid $1 billion to associates, like all of us who were involved already, over the past decade. $1 billion. And none of us are billionaires, so that's a whole lot of money that's been split up amongst all of us. So I love that because our company's been around for a long time, so we got a track record. We don't have to dangle the proverbial carrot on the stick and say one day. We can say this was already happened. Non-negotiable, not up for discussion. Irrefutable, it's history. So we can do the research. $1 billion. Dollars already paid. Thousands of people earning about $50,000 a year. We got folks who've earned six figures, of course, $1 million. We've got a lot of folks earning extra income, and that's phenomenal. So let's do this, okay, because we want you obviously to become a member because we don't want you to say the guy from Maryland who worked at the mall told me. I want you to say I know because I've used it. It's different when it comes from you. If it comes from me, then you're selling it because you have to sell based on me. But when you use it, it's just your testimony. See, it's just your story. It's like, look, all I know is I called them because they Best Buy wouldn't return my washing machine. They said it wasn't a warranty, and I called them, and they corrected the whole situation. They gave me a brand new. So it's your testimony. You're not selling it. It's your story. So I want you to use it so you can have the stories like I have the stories. Of course, I want you to become an associate so you can get paid. You don't have to talk about my money because my money doesn't cash in your account. So I need you to talk about your money. Everybody with me? I need you to have your own testimony. I don't care if it's $500 a month. You need to have your own testimony. We're going to show you how to do that today. Complete first step training, which is your online. Get out to your training classes. And you're here today, which is going to be great because we have some awesome training prepared for you for those who are sticking around today. So you get to get started and get trained all in one. Before we do that, real quickly, I want to highlight some folks that are already having success so you can see it's not just about me. Yes, I feel honored to be an example of what can happen for anybody, but there's also plenty of other people that have had success. So if you're already, I've reached the first corporately earned position in our company, which is the position of associate, we want you to stand and be recognized so we can celebrate your success real quickly. If you're an associate, please stand so we can recognize you. Utah, help me give him a round of applause. Congratulations. 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 Congratulations, that's awesome. Congratulations, associates. These are folks already gotten paid. If I were you, I'd get the autograph today because the line will be too long 10 years from now. If you're a senior associate, that means not only have you had success, but you've helped other people to elevate and have success as well. Can you please stand and be recognized? Anybody at the senior associate level? Wow, congratulations. 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 Man, y'all are doing it. I love it, Utah. That's great. Senior. You know how long it takes you to become senior anything in corporate America? Seriously. That's awesome. If you're a manager, more than halfway up the compensation plan already, can you please stand and be recognized? Anybody at the manager level already? Congratulations. Congratulations, managers. Congratulations. Congratulations. Congratulations, managers. Congratulations. That's awesome. Way to go, Utah. Excited for you all. That is awesome. Listen, do you know it took me 7 years to become a manager at the mall? It did. It took me a long time. I had the keys to the register. I do the boys' refunds, all that stuff. I thought I was the man. I had made it. So there are folks here that will do this in 7 months. Do this in 1 year. Am I right? And that's 7 years like it took me in corporate America. So again, that's awesome. So congratulations to all the managers. If you're a director, can you please stand and be recognized? Anybody at the director level, please stand. Wow. Congratulations. 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 Congratulations, directors. Extremely excited for you all. And we have some promotions in place until the end of the year. So we know we're going to see many of those directors stand up as executive directors. And so certainly looking forward to producing more executive directors, more testimonies out of this Utah marketplace. And then, of course, you have executive directors and above. I didn't really go over that position. Please forgive me. But I know there's folks who hit executive and even beyond the executive director position. And so real quickly, we want to have you stand. If you're an executive director or above, can you please stand and be recognized? All executive directors and above. Great. Let's do this. Can I call executives up for a quick testimony? Can I do that? Okay, good. Since this is a Super Saturday event, we want to highlight executive directors. We're going to take maybe 30 seconds with each just so that it's important for the guests because otherwise you just see the retail mall guy, but you need to see this folks from all different backgrounds, such a diverse group of people having success. So real quickly, I want you to see who the executive directors are so you can get all your questions answered if you have any at the end of this presentation in just a couple of minutes. And so if you're an executive director or above, we want to quickly hear your testimony. Can you line up here at the stage so we can recognize you? Give up once again for all of our executive directors and above. Real quickly, if you all could just state your name, where you're from, your background, and what Legal Seal means to you. Appreciate that.
My name is Ryan Burns. My background is I just graduated from the University of Utah when I was introduced to this company 4 years ago. I was able to attend Mr. Darnell Self's training, and I got started 4 months in. It was paying me more doing this part-time than my full-time job. 6 months in, I quit that job, and we made $68,000 our first year, and we've just absolutely loved the company ever since.
My name is Kate Burns, and I've been with the company for about 2 years. I used to be in corporate America, and at the time I had a full-time job and a full-time school schedule. When the information was shared with me, I didn't have a whole lot of time, so I got started working with the company on a part-time basis, only putting in 1 hour or two per day, and I made an excess of $9,700 in my first 3 months of working the business, and at that point I found out my boss wasn't paying me enough to pay attention anymore. So I walked away from my job at that point, and I've been working from home ever since. I love this company.
My size. I'm Gabby Martineau from St. George, Utah. I've been with Prepaid Legal Shield for the past 2 years. I totally did this so I could get sand in the toes. Love Legal Shield.
C.A. Murph out of the Las Vegas market. Prior to Legal Shield, I was working in the IT profession. I was working from 6 in the morning to 2 in the afternoon and then teaching people how to get their engineering certifications from 6 to 10, 4 nights a week. What Legal Shield means to me is to be able to walk away from both of those positions within 2 years and been job free over the last 7 years.
Hi, Utah. I am Annika Marshall from Idaho. And I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I usually do this by providing benefits for companies, because that's another thing we can do. The best month I've had in this business was when the company wrote me a check for $46,000 in 1 month.
That's cute. Gabby size. This is George. My name is George Wilkins, and my background is corporate America, where I had the corner office, the window, the alarm codes, the keys, the expense accounts, the car, had arrived, had no life. A few years ago when this information was shared with us, it gave us the opportunity to have our life back. I love the fact of the residual income. Being with the company 12 and a half years, it's provided a lifestyle now, just residual income. That's all we're paid now, to where we can do what we want, when we want, with who we want. I love Legal Shield.
My name is Rob Wheeler. I was formerly with IBM. I used to spend 3 weeks out, 2 days back, traveling with IBM for a number of years. Had two boys growing up then, didn't know them very well. But now I have a six-year-old that's been on my chest every night. His name is Jacob, and I love him to death.
Hi, my name is Sally Gilbert, and I've been busy all my life raising my 14 children. And I knew that someday, before I finished life, I wanted to have the feeling of knowing that I had done something in this life to benefit someone. And I look forward to that, as well as I look forward to not being a burden on my children, so that they wouldn't have to fight over who had to take care of Mom and Dad. And, you know, nowadays, I mean, they all told me, don't worry about it, because we'll take care of you. But, you know, when they reach the point when they're having a hard time taking care of themselves, then Mom and Dad are going to be thrown out in the snowbank. And so I knew I needed something, and I knew it was going to be in network marketing. And even though I turned my son down for a long time, I finally decided this was where I wanted to be. And, folks, I have never regretted it, because the biggest thing isn't the vacations, the cars, and all that. That's wonderful. But honestly, it is. As Darnell says, it is being able to change someone's life, being able to bless somebody's life, seeing somebody say thank you and saying, please, I'm so glad you didn't give up on me. That is what really is the most important thing to us in Big Faith. That's why we love it.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth Anderson. I'm from the St. George Marketplace, and before I was introduced to Legal Shield, I was a full-time college student, and I also had a full-time job as a custodian. So needless to say, I hated my job, and I was so time broke. But after doing some consistent work with my husband on a very part-time basis, we now get to live the lifestyle where we get to work when we want and play when we want. So we absolutely love this company.
Good morning. My name is Dave Hall. My background is I don't have a high school diploma or a GED. I did manual labor jobs up until the age of 28 when I was introduced to this company. And we started very part-time, just 5 to 10 hours a week. But within a few months, it was paying me more than my job. So we transitioned, went full-time with the company. After our second year, it was paying us a six-figure income. After about 7 years, we had joined the Millionaires Club, and it would have taken me 55 years to make $1 million at the job I hated going to work at. I love this company.
Awesome.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break because today is a very special day, but we have an opportunity to get some training in. Because one thing to join is another thing to become successful in that which you join. You guys get the point? Because you can join a lot of things. You can join a gym and really not know how to work out in the gym. And so it's important that you learn how to be successful here. And that's what today is all about. But what we're going to do real quickly is really for the guests, those who are taking a look for the first time today. What we're going to do is give you an opportunity to circle up with the person who invites you out. That way you can get all your questions answered. If you're ready, go ahead and take advantage of the membership. We call that person the number one because it makes it real easy for you to say, hey, I'm a number one. And that's the person who just wants to use the membership. Congratulations. It's going to save you a ton of money and a ton of time having access to this membership. So congratulations. Thanks for coming out. The second type of person says, hey, this makes sense to me. Not only do I want the membership, but also would like to get a little bit more information on the company. And I know I talk really fast, so you may have only heard every other word, but you may have some questions. We're going to get those questions answered for you by folks who can answer your questions. The worst thing in the world to do is what I almost did, which is buy the opinions of those who worked at the mall with me, who told me I was crazy and this would never work, because 13 years later, they're still working at the mall. And so my mentor said, Darnell, if you buy people's opinions, you will buy their lifestyle. And so you have people right here that can get all your questions answered. That way you can make a wise and well-informed decision based on all the information, not partial information out there. And then number three, last type of person says you could have stepped a long time ago. This just makes sense. I've been looking for something that's real, that's rock solid, that's a company that's not going to be here today and gone tomorrow, a service that I can provide and feel good about, that people can't just go get anywhere else for cheaper. And not only that, but the timing has to be right. We have less than 3% market penetration all across North America. So we've got a lot of people to help, a lot of people to serve, and a lot of income to make as we serve those people. So listen, we're going to take a 10-minute break. Is that good? Okay, so we're going to take a quick 10-minute break and allow you guys to circle up real quickly. Then we're going to come right back and start off with our Super Saturday training for today. Congratulations again, Utah and surrounding areas. Thank you for having me. Congratulations on joining Legal Seal.
Real quickly, some people have separated their chairs and widened out the side rows, and the Salt Lake Community College has asked us to keep those aisles wide enough that people can access those during the break. Thank you. Make it.
is